Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew. We're going to find out who wins my money shortly. And you. All right. A couple things that we got to figure out. A couple house cleaning items here on You Better You Bet before we get to the bets for the football weekend. And we will get to them. College and NFL. All the football. What are we doing with Tyler, who publicly requested a trade the other day on the air? What should we do with Tyler Morales?
Ship him out.
You think so?
Request a trade? See what's out there in the market.
Bill? Is Bill Zimmerman here, our executive producer? Bill, yes,
of course,
Bill motions to me while off camera so no one can see him, instead of just being like, I'm here. It helps, does not help our live audience, Bill.
You could have begun the conversation, is all I was saying. Instead of just saying,
well,
here.
You. Well, like thank I'm you. Yes.
Taking present. Attendance.
What do you think should happen with Tyler?
I think Femi's right. I think we got to test the market. I think we got to call around. I don't know, Nick. I know you've been fielding calls. I don't know if there's been a lot of offers on the table, but you got to see what's out there. If there's a chance to strengthen the team and give someone their wish to be traded, then we got to look at it.
Okay, so let's bring Tyler on here and give Tyler a chance to defend himself a little bit. So, look, like this is like it's like toothpaste, right? Mm-hmm. You should use it. Like, you see people, like, when people have, like, terrible breath or, like, jacked up teeth, like, it's 2020, like, you gotta floss. I floss every day. I'll tell you, mm-hmm. I don't think my teeth were jacked up ever. Like, I did not have great teeth. I've taken care of these bad boys for a long-ass time now, and I've gotten my teeth to an acceptable level. There is no reason to not have your teeth at an acceptable level. The other thing about toothpaste is, you can't put it back in the tube. So, Tyler, you can, like, probably, you know, rescind the trade request. But you were angry in that moment, correct? Like, you were actually upset. Like, this is not a bit. You were annoyed. Yes?
No, I really wasn't. I was just stirring the pot, and then that's when stirring the pot goes wrong, and I talked myself into a hole, and now I've somehow, for some reason, requested a trade on live on the air, which I didn't know that's what that was going, that segment.
We will...
Somehow, some way.
All right. Joining us live on the show to give his take, and I actually may let him render the verdict, is former You Better You Bet crew member and one of our absolute favorite human beings on the planet, the great Rick Camp. Joins us on the show. Rick, how are you?
I'm good. I am watching my nieces go trick-or-treating right now, so thought, you know, no better way to do that than also talk to you guys.
Love that. And Rick is the co-host of the popular podcast I'm Fat. That's the name of the show. Be sure to check it out with Jay Zawoski. Search it wherever you find your podcast. Rick is a stud NBA bettor at Rick C. Camp on Twitter. So, Rick, I'm going to bring you up to speed here on what's happened on our show crew. You know Tyler well, and I want you to render a verdict for us. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So we've started like a bid on the show, right? Win Nick Costos' money, where the best crew member, it's basically a way for me to be like, hey, like, you all suck at your jobs. Like, can you be better? And I will dangle. I don't mean that seriously, but like the crew member of my choice wins $20 every week. It's a free bet at BetMGM basically to take $20, right? So Tyler has actually won Nick Costos' money 1 week. He won it a couple weeks ago and everyone got really mad. He probably didn't deserve it. So this week, Tyler like screw, oh, he didn't put the reads in the chat, which is like, honestly, like you could, like AI could do that. Like Tyler's going to be out of work in all seriousness in like a year and AI's taking his job. AI will put the goddamn reads in the chat. And Tyler said on the air, you know what? I want a trade. And he tried to walk it back, but he said on the air, Rick, that he wants off the show. He has rescinded it and walked it back and said he wants to remain on the show. Rick Camp, former You Better You Bet crew member, bring it up, Rick. Proceeded, bring it up, Jake. You know Tyler. You know this show. What should happen with Tyler Morales?
It seems like a rough go. Especially of all the times to do that, it's a bold strategy, Cotton. But, I think Tyler should be able to stay on the show, but have some severe punishment. That I think Jake should get to levy. I'm just trying to think of logical people that could give an interesting punishment to Tyler. I think Jake could be a great nominee for that.
Rick, would you like to be the one that levies the punishment, or do you think Jake should levy the punishment? You can decide.
I think Jake should. I trust Jake to be appropriate, to be firm, but understanding. More firm than understanding.
What is the best thing you've eaten recently, Rick?
I actually helped make rigatoni alla vodka, which for me to contribute to cooking at all is a big thing. So my wife had the recipe for that, and I basically just did the stuff you would have a child do when you're trying to teach them to cook. So I felt accomplished, though, and it tasted delicious.
I love it. I love it. Anything you'd like to promote, Rick? The floor is yours here. We love you.
I have a couple sicko bets for tonight in the NBA. Isaac Okoro under 1.5 assists. You can get that at plus money. I do enjoy that. Walker Kessler's been taking threes and actually hitting them, so that's around plus 140 on BetMGM when I bet that for over half a three. So those are the couple ones that I think are most likely to still be available, but I bet earlier in the day.
If you like the NBA and you just like, you're a good human being, follow Rick on Twitter at Rick C. Camp, one of the best out there when it comes to breaking down the NBA. My friend, we love you. Thank you for coming on this very stupid show on a Friday, and we'll catch up with you.
Sounds good. Always good to talk to you guys.
The great Rick Camp joins us here on You Better, You Bet. All right, so Rick has spoken, and Rick is actually, like, I'm like kind of, I'm a nice guy when it comes down to it, but, you know, I can be a cold-hearted snake. Rick is not. Rick is just like a really, like, Femi's a really nice guy. Like, I don't think Femi has any, like, snake in him. Like, I definitely do, and I admit that. Not that I would, like, knife people in the back, but, like, I could be a son of a bitch. No. Like, I don't think Femi can. Like, I don't think Rick can.
You gotta really push me. You gotta be doing some wild stuff for me to be, like, tapping into that side of me. But, yeah.
I think Jake's got that son of a bitch in him, man. I think he does. And I mean
Jake,
that in a good way. I think I do. Jake, what should Tyler Morales' punishment be for his idiotic trade request?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
My first thought was to bring back something we used to do, and Tyler Morales has to do Sports Minute updates for 2 weeks.
Oh, now, okay, so let me ask you this. So that's a great idea. Does it make the show worse to have Tyler talking extensively and doing a sports update?
I think for 1 minute, it's so bad that it's great.
And he has to prepare the update, and it has to be, like, legit.
Yeah, like, he has to write it out. It has to be legit. And he has to go for a minute.
And the only way that he gets to stop doing it is if he does three in a row and we're like, all three of these were acceptable.
Why stop at three? Make it a full week. Make it five.
Well, because I think he's
punishment, not torture.
And at some point, I don't want to. Yeah, it's a punishment for him. I don't want it to be a punishment for me.
Fair.
So I love the idea, though. Tyler, your thoughts on this?
I thought I can just, you know, put some self-imposed sanctions that I'm suspended from winning Nick Costas' money from a few weeks. I thought that was good enough.
That's already happened.
Yeah. You're not like some college football program that's trying to like say that we're not going to play the bowl game. No.
You will not win my money. And actually, and the sad thing about it is you've done an awesome job. Like, I'm going to say something right now. We'll get to the football bets in a second. This is the honest to God's truth.
Say it.
Yeah.
Shut up, okay? I'm going to, all right? Like, let me do this at my pace, okay? Okay. So, we have, I'm trying to think of, like, how I'm going to navigate around this. Okay. So, we have Mark Schlereth on the show on Tuesday. And it's like, you're doing like a football interview with Mark Schlereth. Like, hey, what do you think about? How about the humidity today? How about that Raiders offensive line? Like, Jackson Powers Johnson going to like protect the A-gap? Mm. And Mark's giving us football answers, and he's doing like he's being ornery, and that's like his thing, right? And we love that about him. And Tyler wrote something in the chat. He wrote like, because we're all writing in the chat all show long. It was like, what's pissing Mark Schlereth off? Being like that's what the interview had turned into. And I saw it in that moment, and it triggered in my head, like, this is the direction I want to take this interview in right now. Because, like, Mark's football stuff is great, but he was, like, on a roll on Tuesday with, like this in football pisses me off, and, like, this may, whatever. It was awesome. So we decided to turn it into that. So I ask him at the end, like, hey, what's the thing in your life that pisses you off? And he gives this answer about peeing on, which is, we haven't talked enough about this, by the way. His answer, about pissing on airport bathroom floors, as if like him and the person in socks are the only two people on the plane. Like no one else is going to step in his piss. But like, that's him. That's what makes him unique and what makes him so funny and entertaining. Like, this was everywhere. TMZ ran this clip, and they added like four syllables to my name. You would have thought that this guy from TMZ pronounced my name like it was Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like he was a Custosio. Like, not right.
Oh, no.
Close.
What?
Like, just be phonetic, my man. Listen, I appreciated it. It was a side profile. My hair looked great. Like, I'm very happy with it. The point of this is, it actually doesn't happen without Tyler. He made it. Like, none of that press that this show got this week, happens without Tyler Morales.
Yeah. Well,
and yet he still requested a trade.
Without Tyler Morales either.
He did request a trade, but, you know, like, first, like, he has no authority over everything, so, like, he's not going anywhere. So, like, his trade request doesn't matter. Yeah. It makes no difference at all. It's like when A.J. Brown tells the Eagles, I want to get traded. They're like, okay, great, like, see you on Sunday. Like, you're not going anywhere. Not that Tyler.
What does it do for team morale? Yeah, what does it do for team morale that we have a star player who's out here apparently disgruntled?
I have to be honest. I'm not really that interested in team morale. It's like, is the show good?
Are we winning games?
I do this bit and then people think like I'm a real jerk. Like I do want people on the show to be happy. But look, like it's a soft society. Can we just go out there and like put on a good show, please? Please. I just came on the show. Do you know how, you know, Bill, what percent of hosts would come on the air and say that the thing that we made significant national press with this week was because of someone off air, something they said? How many people hosts would say that? Like what percent?
That's a low percentage for sure. Absolutely.
Like low meaning what?
I'd say 25% tops. It might be much lower than that. It could be like 10%.
I think it's like 10%. Like, giving Tyler his flowers here. I think where I'm landing on this, Femi, I think they might cancel each other out.
Wow. Tyler's performance at work, where he is looking to fight off of Gemini and fight off GPT.
Yes. Which, and he will, and just to be clear, he is going to lose that battle as time wanes on.
Hey, man, you can try to keep fighting as long as you want, Tyler, please.
Yes.
That's where I'm encouraging you to keep fighting.
Yes.
That also cancels out him saying on the air, I would like to be traded.
Well, look, I have to practice what I preach, right? Because if I'm saying that the show is more important than feelings, like my feelings were a little hurt by that. By Tyler saying that, I'm like, I think the show is great.
Totally
like,
normal. Yeah.
We've got like the camaraderie on the show is awesome. Like everybody likes each, I think. Maybe everyone hates my guts. I don't know. I like everybody. We have a good time. And he says he doesn't want to be here anymore. It hurts my feelings. I'm being honest, right? But then like something that made the show way better. So if I'm the one that's saying like results more important than feelings, then I need to practice what I preach.
So here we are burying the hatchet. That's what we're doing right now. We are burying the hatchet and saying, yo, Tyler, we hear you, but you're part of family.
Now, did Tyler withdraw himself from winning Nick Costos' money this week? Did that happen?
Yes. That is a precedent I don't think you wanted to set. Trade request and all of a sudden now you're player of the week? Like that. that's a tough one.
That's a bad precedent, right?
Yeah. It's your money, so it's your final call. But that's a bad precedent.
This is like Tyler being like SMU trying to avoid the death penalty for the program, being like, we won't play in a bowl game for a few years.
Yeah.
Okay. On the other side, college football bets, and we start our NFL bets for the weekend.
We'll be right.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
in the UEFA Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.